This is a tearjerker.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
The ring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this. Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America. But when did America ever bless God? You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You sumbitches, get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power. Black power. Black power. And more black power to my people. This is your brother, your soldier in arms, comrade in battle, Sean Kwali. I'm happy to broadcast live once again to you from right here in the hells and the smells of North America. As always, this is a privilege. This is a joy. It is an honor to be able to talk to you, the black nation, sisters, brothers, and others. From this bold revolutionary radio broadcast, Black Power Radio. Black to you, live from right here in the hells and smells of North America. And this is the official broadcast of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. For those of you who it's your first time listening, we thank you for tuning in. We thank you for being with us. Or if you're a long-time listener and supporter, we thank you. On behalf of our chairman, attorney, Malik Zulu Shabazz, it's our honor and privilege to come to you and talk to you tonight on some critical moves going forward for the black nation. We want to first say congratulations to all who participated with the Million Youth March 2013. Million Youth March 2013, we are happy to say and announce to you was a smash success, a smash success out of Harlem, New York City. And I'm also happy to say that there's major follow-up coming behind that mega event that took place right there on 125th Street and Adam Clayton Powell, the Harlem State Office Building. We are happy to say follow-up is coming. So for all the promises made out there and all the things we told you was going to happen, we're making our word bond and going to make our word bond. Follow-up is coming to the Million Youth March. And if you're not in tune and don't know what's happening, make sure you go to the website. That's millionyouthmarch2013.com or that's newblackpanther.com for all of the latest, everything that's coming up in our near future. And I have to say that the future still looks good and the future's bright. To the behest of the enemy, no matter what our enemies have done to us, and no matter how they've tried to trip us up and slow us down, the future is great for the black nation. In the book of Malachi, it said that there'd be a great and dreadful day of the Lord, and so this is a great day for some, and it's a dreadful day for some others. It's a great day for the black nation, and it's a dreadful day for white America, who has still not given the sons and daughters of Africa our just due, who have still continued to try to keep us under her boot heel. Now you're witnessing the early decline, or the serious decline, of the fall of America with what they call the partial government shutdown. Just a sign. That's just a sign. And now they are trying to patch the holes of the Titanic and help this Titanic to float. But it is also a sign to you and I, black man and black woman, that we have to build for ourselves, that we have to heed the program of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense and embrace some real black nationalism and embrace some real nation building and embrace some real work in our communities. There will be no mystery God to help us out this situation. No Casper the Friendly Ghost to come down and help us to do for ourselves. We must look to the God within. So we open up this broadcast in the name of all of our ancestors, those who fought and who were brilliant, and those who were the builders, mothers, and fathers of civilization. We give thanks to Almighty God, regardless to whatever name that you use, and we bear witness that there is but one God. For our ancestors, our great African ancestors, who even through the hardest of times maintain their fight, and they maintain their spirit, and they maintain their vigor, and they've given us a light, they've given us a torchlight, they've given us a starry path to walk down the treacherous dark roads. So we don't have to make the mistakes of yesterday. We don't have to go down the same path that many of the Black Panther Party comrades went down back in the day. We don't got to make the same mistakes that many of the UNIA and the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey made back in the day. We don't have to make the same mistakes that many in the Nation of Islam or the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad made back in the day, or the Morris Science Temple. We can go forward with clear guidance and clear direction and push forward to building a nation of our own. So thanks to all of our ancestors, and we give thanks to all of our freedom fighters who came in different formations, whether we're talking about that great Reverend Nat Turner, or whether we're talking about Denmark Vesey, whether we're talking about Toussaint Louverture, whether we're talking about Paul Cuffey, whether we're talking about Martin Delaney, whether we are talking about Huey P. Newton or Angela Davis or Assata Shakur, whether we're talking about any of them, we thank them all of our freedom fighters who have gone on to the realm of the Egun, and those are still here for fighting. But we can never thank God enough for a beautiful, bold, bald-headed black man who told you that his purpose was to give this white man hell from the cradle to the grave. And they always knew that there'd be one who came back from amongst us, who came from what they call the dead, the mentally dead and the spiritually dead, who came back from the dead to give them what they gave us. And the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad told you his purpose and fulfilled it to the letter. And so we're thankful and say Ashe for that black power general who held the line and kept a front line and a hard line on this beast and kept a hard line on us to do for self. And we have to give thanks for a bold student and a bold warrior and a bold, courageous black man who was able to take the mantle and take up the fight and push forward when we lost that general in 2001, who told you that not only was he here to pin the tail on the honky, but he was also here to push a donkey. He's talking about us, here to push a donkey, a hard-hearted, stiff-necked, and rebellious people up a pathway of progress. He's known as the attorney at war, but I like to call him the attorney general, and I ain't talking about Eric Holder, no disrespect. But here is a real attorney general who is the longest standing chairman of any Panther regiment that you can name, and a man who has put in years of effort and struggle and is still struggling when others have given up the fight. He's a 5-star general, really a 6- and 7-star general, and a man who has earned our respect, and he earned our backing, and he earned our support. I'm talking about our national chairman, attorney, and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz. And so we say black power to you in the listening audience, and we say buckle your safety belts. We say it's going to be a hot show tonight. But we're talking about a time for critical change. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz will talk about a time for critical change. We'll also have, at the other half of the hour, the bottom of the hour, our national chief of staff, a long-standing servant and warrior to the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, who held that mighty post and position of national assistant, which means he was a right-hand man, a man who was on the plan pushing to make sure that things happen. And he's the same way with Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, our national chairman, making sure that things happen and go the way that they are supposed to. We will be joined tonight by Minister Hashim Nzinga. I say welcome back to Black Power Radio. And if you're friends are not online, or if your comrades are not online, if your mother or father or family is not online, now is a good time to send out that text message and say, don't miss this one. This is not a show to miss, as you are in the middle of the fall of America and the rise of the black nation. The fall of America, as predicted by our ancestors and the most honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, and also predicted by our big brother and champion, Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, predicted that America would fall for her sins and her crimes to the black nation. But it was also predicted that our people would come together. We say welcome back to the broadcast. We say welcome back to organizing. We say welcome back to freedom fighting. We say welcome back to holding the line, black man and black woman. Welcome back to yourself. And you have to get a break today. You really need a break today. And as the Black Power generals say, hold the tomatoes. You need a break from all the whitewashing going on. You need a break from all the dilly-dally going on. You need a break from all the side talk and sidebar going on. You need some straight facts tonight. You need some black teaching tonight. You need some African study tonight. You need some rejuvenation tonight. You need some black power movement tonight. We got to bring it to you raw. We can't sugarcoat, and we can't buck dance, and we can't scratch where we don't itch. We're going to bring it the way that it needs to be brought. You're tuned in to the right radio broadcast tonight. This is black power, and that's what we're after. We're not after sharing power with anybody. We're after a nation of our own. We're after land of our own. We're after freedom and independence. We're after black laws for all black people. We're after some real presidency and not that fake stuff put up there in the White House. If you go to the outhouse, you know you're going out to use that toilet. If you go into a White House, you know it's there for the white man. So we're not talking about that fake stuff. We want some real laws. We want some real adjudication. We want some real justice. We want some real lawyers underneath a black lawyer for justice named Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, who will stand up for our people when buck wild, rabid, crazy, savage police kill our people in the streets. Or when you watch them kill Sister Mariam Carey right there in Washington, D.C., unarmed with her baby in the car. And some have even said now that that's Obama's love child. I don't know how true it is. I'm just saying there's license to kill in the black nation. There's license to kill in white America. And so there has to be a turnaround. You have to have a revolution, black man and black woman. One of the last messages of the Black Power General, revolution is the only solution. You must have a revolutionary mindset, a change of mind, which means complete constructive change. You must now be willing to turn yourself into an original black man and put down the old slave ways and slave world and slave labor, working from can't see morning to can't see night for the white man and not building nothing for yourself. We must turn this trend around, and it's got to be more than talk. It's got to be more than Facebooking. It's got to be more than Twittering or Instagramming. It's got to be some on-the-ground action. These police are beating you for real. They're incarcerating and warehousing our people for real. The healthcare system is killing and stealing our organs for real. It's happening for real. We got to mount a real defense. Who will defend our babies? Who will defend our elders? Who will defend our community? Who in 2013 going into 2014 will mount up and claim self-defense in this hour? Who will defend you against the mental psychosis that is attacking our youth and our people in the educational killing fields of America? Who's going to do it? And so as I prepare to bring on our champion and warrior, that attorney general and that attorney at war, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, what I have to tell you is you got to listen to every word the brother is saying, every word this warrior is saying, every word this leader and teacher and this guide is saying, because every word that he says is a pregnant word. It's a word that will take us further into the future. It is a word that we can build a foundation on. It is a word that if we stand on it and move on it and mobilize on, we'll feel better about ourselves and we'll do better for ourselves. I say the black man has been sent from God to help us in this hour. Every time a people go off of the path, that people are always sent a warner, a messenger, a helper, or warriors to come and help that people get their warrior spirit. So brothers and sisters, please listen up closely, listen attentively, and get yourselves ready as we present to you our national chairman and attorney general and attorney at war. We're talking about Dr. and attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. Brother Chairman, are you there, sir?
No, sir, I need 3 more minutes. Like, man, keep right on going. Give me 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
Phone's still up, right? Go right ahead.
Okay. And so as we prepare to hear from him again, I say tell a neighbor, tell a friend. You just heard his voice, so you know he's online. You know I ain't jeffing you. You know I ain't shucking and jiving. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend, Black Power Radio is on the air. And again, a word on the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. This is the time for you to join the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. What are you waiting on? You have always wanted an uncompromising mission, an uncompromising organization. You have always known that the government won't give you anything. You've always known that you have suffered. You've always known that you have been the last to get. You are the first fired, in most cases the last hired. You've always known this. So why do you continue in 2013 to beg for something which you can do for yourself? We must do for ourselves. And we must now begin to think on our own and stop trying to claim a victory in white America that is not our own. You must begin to now go for yourself as a free black man and black woman. We got to start the process. And so with our 10-point program and platform and with our 9 local objectives, we will again provide a roadmap for our people that is not tied and intertwined to the aims of an imperialist government or a crazy, tyrannical, rabid, crazy rulership that is putting our people on the front lines and trying to send them into Syria and trying to send them into Iraq and trying to send them into Afghanistan and trying to send them all over the planet to fight for white supremacy while you don't enjoy any of the benefits here in America. 40 acres and a mule is not enough for you now, black man and black woman. Right now, today, you need at least 80 acres and a mule, or 80 acres and 7 mules. Hell, half of you scared to death of a mule. You need some real reparations. There must be a real reparations movement that will push forward to repair the damage. There must be a real educational movement that would teach you about your history and your herstory and teach you about this decadent American society. You got to begin to talk about tax exemption so that you can get you some land and build you some businesses and enjoy some of your resources and earn income without all of it getting ate up by Uncle Sam. So we're talking about some real 10-point platform and some real program. We're going to get further into it. I'm just warming you up. I'm lighting the pilot light so that you can know that black power is alive and well in the hills of North America. And so if he's ready, if he's not ready, we'll keep pushing. But if he's ready now, brother, if you're ready, brother chairman, we are ready to receive you now and hear your words, sir. Black power.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Can you hear me well?
Can hear you very good, sir.
All right. Giving honor to God, I bear witness that regardless to land, label, or language, that there is but one God. I bear witness that regardless to ritual, rite, or religion, that there is but one God. We make no distinction here between religion, but we know that we as African people, if we are African, and we are, that we are a spiritual people. And so I have been taught by a divine black man, a bold black man, a wise black man, to teach you that regardless to land, label, or language, that there is but one God. We have been described in the scripture as that sheep that is lost. The Bible says we've lost our names, lost our language, lost our religion, our culture, our God, and many of us, by the way we act, we have even lost our mind. But we thank that God for coming to the West, because I'm here to tell you that we, the black people of the Western Hemisphere, are the chosen people of God. We fulfill the book, jam up tight. We are God's chosen people in the hills of North America and in the Western Hemisphere. I thank God for giving us the Honorable Nat Turner. I thank God for giving us the Honorable Harriet Tubman. I thank God for giving us the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey. I thank God for giving us the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I thank God for giving us the Honorable Noble Drew Ali. I thank God for giving to us Minister Malcolm X. I thank God for H. Rapp Brown. I thank God, yes, even for Dr. King. I thank God for Stokely Carmichael or Kwame Ture. I thank God for all of those who have come in the line of divine. Comrade Huey P. Newton. Comrades Fred Hampton. Comrade Bobby Hutton, Comrade Geronimo Pratt, all of the great, glorious, and illustrious Black Panthers that come in the line of divine, I thank God for all of them, all of you. My sisters and brothers, but if I live to be 1,000, or the ripe old age of Methuselah, I could never thank God enough for a bold, bald-headed black man, my big brother, my mentor, and the man who is largely responsible for what I am and I am becoming. Regardless to station or title or position in life, I will always be his messenger and his mouthpiece and his student. I bear witness to the Honorable Khalid Abdul Muhammad, and I will bear witness. He is my mentor and my captain, and I'll keep bearing witness from the cradle to the grave. Good evening. This is Black Power Radio. Black Power, Assalamu Alaikum, Hotep, Free the Land, Black Laws for All Black People. is 8:26 Eastern time, and we got to cook because we got a lot of ground to cover. All of the rumors are spreading around and around and around. What is the status of Chairman Malik Zulu Shabazz? What is his status? Is he going to resign from the new Black Panther Party? Is he retired? Does the white man threatening to lock him up, does the white man have something on him? Have niggas drove him crazy? Has he gone this way or that way? Is he going this way or that way? What is going on with our beloved brother, our chairman, our freedom fighter, our standard bearer, that has given many of us hope? Oh, brothers and sisters, I want you to listen good tonight. I want you to turn all your radios, all excess noise and distractions down and listen good to all of you who are on the line. And there are many of you who are on the line. There are the legitimate and honest and righteous followers of the new Black Panther Party on the line. There are good brothers and sisters who are not in the party, but they believe in my leadership. They believe in what I have been able to do by God's grace and only by God's permission over these last 12 years as the chairman of the party and over the last 22, 23 years as a frontline soldier in this movement since I was a Howard University law student. There are all kind of people on the line. There are hypocrites on the line, snakes on the line, demons on the line. There are white demons and goddamn black demons on the line. All of you devils. God and the devil on the phone line. Believer and disbeliever, black and white, Panther and non-Panther. But all of you need to know that one thing is for certain, that I have never sold out the black man and black woman in America, and I will never retreat from the front lines of the liberation struggle. So you can get that straight right now to God and the devil, to those who are sincerely with us and me, and worry in this hour, don't worry. To those of you who are strong, don't worry about me. I'm a soldier. To the white man on the line who is hoping that somehow or another I've had enough, because you have tapped my phone lines and tap my lines through NSA and other SAs, TSA, and all them damn alphabets that oppress our people. And you figured that you have got me now, because you know what I have been going through. Ah, to all of you, one thing is not going to change. I, like my father, am born to give this enemy hell from the cradle to the grave. I, like my father, am tight down on this mission, and I'm a black nationalist to the casket drop, RBG to the death, bitch. Pardon me, because this may be the last time you hear from me in a while. It's a time for change. Yeah, it's a time for change. Now, we'll get into it, so you're going to have to be patient, because you need to listen to every single solitary word of what I'm going to say and what I pray that God reveal to me tonight. So I pray that God guide the meditation of my heart and modulate and regulate my spirit, so that his will and thy will be done, and that will be moved through me tonight. Dear brothers and sisters, the word transition, the word transition means changing from one state or condition to another. The word transition is synonymous to the word change, synonymous to the word transformation, conversion, metamorphosis, alteration, handover, changeover. Also, leap, progression, progress, development, and evolution. That's the word transition. I want you to study the word transition and think about that as we move along this conversation tonight. Another word I want you to study tonight. You know what? I try to get all these notes together, and I'm going to have to just talk to you from my heart because it's so much here. I could go on 3 hours. So let me just get right to the point. We're talking about transition. Yeah, we're going to talk about transition on this phone tonight. And so what I don't want any of you to do is, first of all, before we get started, man up like a man. Man up like a man. Because there's no time for weak-ass men in this movement or this party. And I'm going to help you to stand up like a man and man up like a man. And I'm going to give you something tonight in balance, in the spirit of my heart, that if you will listen to this broadcast and you will follow this broadcast, it could take you through the next 5 years. And so when I say man up like a man, I'm also going to refer you to a teaching that we learned in 1992 from the Honorable Louis Farrakhan. It also called and talked to us by Dr. Khalid Muhammad in the teachings on his take, The God Within. It's called Look Towards the Leader Within. Because I don't want any of you, regardless to what I will tell you tonight, and you don't know what I'm going to tell you till I get down to tell it. I don't want any of you to think less than yourself and to fall into the trap of not being confident in yourself, when the very history that I have laid out before you in my 12 years of chairmanship give you every bit of confidence that you will need to make it into the future. Now, let's go a little bit further. Transition, transformation, making progress, change. Is that needed in the new Black Panther Party? Is change needed? Is change needed in the Black Power movement? Doesn't it need to be done a stronger and a better way? All right, man up. You got to man up tonight. Now, in the Holy Quran, in the 103rd chapter, it says, by the time, surely man is in loss, except those who believe and do good and exhort one another to truth and exhort one another to patience. What time is it? And who going to be in loss and who going to be the gainers in this period of time and on this phone tonight? Now, before I go further, I want to say something. Because I ask for patience, as the Holy Quran teaches, in being able to make my statement and my decision without some of you jumping the gun. I ask for the courtesy and the respect, after 12 years of labor and the best years of my life, all my money and my life blood, I ask you to give me some time. But some of you can't wait. Some of you are like vultures. You think there's a carcass around here for you Like a vulture, you'll swoop on in and eat you a vulture meal. The Holy Quran say they plan and Allah plans and Allah is the best of plans. That goes for the enemy, the Jew, and the hypocrite. You plan, but Allah plan also. And every time you make a move, Allah make a better move, and then your moves, you have less chess men or chess pieces on the table. Now, the book of Ecclesiastes in the third chapter. Now, first of all, the Quran deals also with the shock of the hour, which is a grievous or incident. The shock of the hour is a grievous thing that the mother who's breastfeeding her child will forget her child who's breastfeeding, that the calamitous events would be so awesome. Now, some of you, you can't believe it. What you think you're hearing, what you heard a rumor that Malik Zulu Shabazz is not going to be the chairman, that he's resigning from the chairmanship. You start going into shock. How am I going to make it? Who's going to be our leader? Nobody can replace him. Oh, woe is me. Look, and no need to fall into shock. There's no need to fall into anxiety. There's no need to fall into depression. You can get sneaky if you want. Be as sneaky as you want. You can be as crafty as you want. And some of you can be as wicked as you want. But I'm asking all of you who are with me, and who have been with me and believe in what I'm teaching, I want you to unite as one black God. All of those who believe in the way I've led this organization, I want you tonight to unite in one arm, leg, leg, arm, head, one God force. And when you plan, the enemy plan also, and his plans will mean nothing to the God plan. Okay, so don't worry. Don't worry. I will never leave you by yourself. I will never leave you without guidance. I'm not that kind of man. Now, the book of Ecclesiastes in the third chapter, because the Quran starts telling us by the time, surely man is in loss, except those who believe and do good or join one another to patience. Okay, so now what time is it? It's a time for change. What time is it? It's a time for transition. What time is it? It's a time for transformation. What time is it? It's time for Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz to go up, not down. I'm going up the ladder, not down. I'm going up in my mission, higher in my mission, not down. But for those that don't follow this message will fall into loss. For those of you who do follow this message, which means to be patient, exhort, meaning to encourage others to be patient right now. God damn it, pardon my language. Stop for love. Be patient. That's the number one thing I want you to do emotionally. I don't care what any hypocrite or disbeliever or FBI or CIA or enemy does, be patient. Be patient with your mouth, patient with your fingers, patient with your tongue. Be patient. As the 5%ers say, listen, observe, and respect. Do the knowledge. Watch your mouth, watch your fingers, and you'll make it just fine. Because the disbeliever is going to go right to typing, write the calling and write the planning, and you'll be able to see them plain and clear. By the time, surely man is in loss, except those who believe and do good, enjoying one another to patience. Do good. The second instruction here is to do good by each other. And I'm going to tell you in the course of this message what doing good by each other is. But first of all, you already got it. We must be brothers and sisters to each other. We must love each other. Above all, in the New Black Panther Party, we must make a change now and love each other more than we hate each other. We must talk to each other more than we talk at each other. We must hug each other, embrace each other, come sit with each other, dialogue with each other more than we are willing to attack and criticize and dog out each other. You must change. I cannot come here on this radio and sugarcoat you like you're all that. And because the enemy is listening on the line and other snakes are listening on the line, I am a man of character. I will never put your dirty laundry in the public. I will never dog you out in the public. We family, and we got some family business that is not appropriate to be discussed on this phone line at this time. But suffice to say that we must have change, and we must love ye one another. As Jesus teaches us in the scripture, love ye one another. There's a time, so be patient. Do good. And you, above all, you must believe. The history that I'm about to run down for you is more than a mustard seed that you can have faith in. You have been given during this administration of myself, the student of Dr. Khalid Muhammad, and you have been given under the administration of Dr. Khalid Muhammad, and you have been given the teachings of Khalid Abdul Muhammad more than enough to believe in. And I'm here to tell you straight up, if you believe in what Dr. Khalid has taught, what I have taught you from Dr. Khalid, and what God has given you myself to teach you, and what I'm giving you on this phone line tonight, you will be successful. You will be successful. And if you don't, you will not. If you rebel against this message, you will meet disaster. Now, let's take a look at this administration. Let's take a look at the last 12 years of the New Black Panther Party under Chairman Malik Zulu Shabazz, his chief of staff, his right hand, his brother, Minister Hashim Manzinga. In these last 5-6 years, the national spokesmanship and the very capable stewardship and helpership of Minister Sean Kwali, and all of you others who I love very much, man, I love y'all. This is not an easy message to deliver, but on one hand, it's really a joyous day. If you will bear with me through this message, it's a joyous day. I don't want anybody out there crying. Don't get down. It's time to get up. It's time to get up. Let's go back and look at the history of these 12 years. Now, I began in the New Black Panther Party. I learned about the New Black Panther Party in 1994 when Minister Hashim Manzinga was in Los Angeles, California with Minister Khalid Abdul Muhammad. Khalid Abdul Muhammad was shot by James Best in Riverside. Minister Hashim Manzinga was with him and secured him and then got him out of Los Angeles, eventually into Dallas, Texas, I believe, by the way of Milwaukee. And there it was a small group of determined and strong men in the new Black Panther Party I met, and they secured us at a time when we had no security. I came in to meet Minister Khaled in Dallas, Texas, and that's where in 1994 I met the new Black Panther Party. I met a brother named Isaac, who is now known as Hakeem Muhammad, and I met the other, those who were at the root of the new Black Panther Party. I never had any intention of joining the new Black Panther Party. I respected the new Black Panther Party. But I had met Minister Louis Farrakhan on my college campus, and I had become taught by Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad and close with Dr. Khaled Muhammad. And so my organizing experience was in the student movement and also in the Nation of Islam. I knew what a strong national organization looked like from looking up inside the Nation of Islam and seeing up close, up high, up top, how that organization was run. And so I respected the new Black Panther Party, but I never had any intention on joining. And to be honest, I wasn't that impressed by it. It was good, it was strong, but it wasn't strong enough necessarily for me. It became attractive and strong enough for me when, like many of you who are on this phone line, it became attractive to us when it became chaired by, led by our minister, our teacher, our flamethrower, our one and only minister and Dr. Khaled Muhammad. And when he was elected as the chairman in 1998, around the time that he spearheaded those spectacular Jasper, Texas maneuvers, this was after Greenville, but when he was officially elected or appointed and anointed as the new Black Panther Party chairman, then still it took me another year or so before I decided to join up with him in the new Black Panther Party. Because to be very honest, I already had a revolutionary career that was going well. I was already known as the student warrior from Howard University. My programs and venues was on national TV. Some of you watched them to this very day. I already had a base in Washington, D.C. I had my hands full, and I had my own style and way of doing things in Unity Nation. And then in 1996, I founded Black Lawyers for Justice. And upon founding Black Lawyers for Justice, I still had my own platform, my own venue. I had over 3,000 stacked and packed in the Scripture Cathedral, October 28, 1996, as Black Lawyers for Justice hosted then a man who I was giving legal advice to, O.J. Simpson. And every major media in the world was there. So anybody who have ever believed in the Black Panther Party or in this new Black Panther Party or whoever you are, who you think that the new Black Panther Party made me, you out of your goddamn mind. Now, there's where you seriously need some psychotropic meds. Because I was talking to the world and organizing and on the front lines long before I decided myself to follow Minister Khaled Muhammad into the new Black Panther Party. And so I was there in Jasper, Texas with Dr. Khaled Muhammad. I was baptized, and I became then very impressed with the new Black Panther Party, taking a militant stand against white supremacists and white racists. I liked the heart of the party, and I liked the determination and the grit. And, of course, being a nationalist, I just liked the militancy in general. And so there are my origins. Million Youth March in New York, a showdown and a throwdown with Giuliani all summer, in the courtrooms and on the streets, and finally at the Battle Royale, Saturday, September 5th, 1998, the throwdown with the New York Police Department here in this span since 1998. Here also in my tenure with the Panther Party, then building the new Black Panther Party with Dr. Khaled Abdul-Muhammad, appointed as his national spokesman, and before that, his national minister of justice. And in those days of 98, 99, I remember a determined Dr. Khaled Muhammad, sometimes on the Greyhound bus, in and out of New York and Detroit and Washington, D.C. and other cities, building the new Black Panther Party, building as best he can. And not so coincidentally, all while he's building in these years, 1998, 1999, and the year 2000, hypocrites on his heels and sending him little punk-ass letters, like they send emails today, sending him these little homosexual letters, bothering God's man, who's going about God's work and building some all over the world that you couldn't even build out of the local bathroom. And I seen them damn near drive this man to the grave, bugging him. Did you hear me? I'm going to tell you something tonight. If you never listen to me again in your life, the one or two niggas that's against me was against Khaled Abdul-Muhammad. They the same no good bastards. So don't you trust these niggas. Ever. Now, you trust who I tell you to trust. Because I know this thing. Now let's move on. They would bother this man, send this man certified letters, say that they didn't want him teaching about God, didn't want him teaching about religion, doing all kind of tricky, sneaky stuff behind his back. And with through general dysfunction and just other just dysfunction around the nation, damn near, I would say put extra stress on the man and drove his blood pressure up. So I'll be kind to you and won't say that you killed a man, but, you know, if I was his lawyer, I'd put your ass in my lawsuit. I'd charge you as a co-defendant. Because you just some of you, in one way or another, you just drive leadership crazy. And you think it's a game. And one day you ain't going to have no damn leader. Nowhere. You're going to be looking dumb. So I saw what that man went through. And when he passed, I had to make a personal choice of whether or not I wanted to go through what I saw him going through, and I never wanted to go through that. I never wanted to be the chairman of the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. I was doing very much fine as the president of Black Lawyers for Justice, Khaled Muhammad's lawyer, and as his national spokesman. I had no vain desires to be the leader. But when he passed in that hospital, I had to look at this organization, which despite its troubles still had good membership around the country, and good brothers and sisters in it. Good brothers and sisters in it. And so, as it went down in that hospital, it all fell on me, basically. It fell on me, because nobody else was capable. Nobody was capable at that time. And I almost would say nobody capable at this time. But I do know that there is one and there are some that are capable in this hour. I made that personal choice. And the sacrifices that have been made since that year have been tremendous. The sacrifices that have been made since February 2001 have been tremendous. In 1998, as a solo practitioner, as a lawyer, I made $101,000. as a solo man, just being in my community, knowing my clientele, rolling. But since taking over the chairmanship of the New Black Panther Party, that put a serious dent in my law practice, a serious dent in my income. By God's grace, I'm still able to roll. You say, well, brother, you don't look like you're doing bad to me. You got a Mercedes-Benz here, a Mercedes-Benz there, diamond ring, suits, all of that. Yeah, well, you ain't never going to see me looking like no goddamn bum. But your level of expectation may be different than my level of expectation. What is at the top for you may be different than what considered to be at the top for me. What success for you may be different than what I consider success for me. Y'all got to understand, I am a lawyer. I am not a paper lawyer. There's so many doctors in this community, and at least 31/3 or 33% of them do not have doctorates in nothing. They're just saying they're doctors in this black movement. Dr. So-and-so, doctor, 1/3 of them are not doctors. And the other 1/3 of them do not have a practice where they practice in their profession. Dr. So-and-so teaching, doctor here teaching. Well, where's your office? Where's your practice in your doctorate? Where do you serve your clients? Now, I'm not no goddamn paper lawyer. I love this law game. I'm a real live lawyer. Well, you say that law shit, that's some Esquire. That's some Esquire shit, you know. He's part of the system. God damn it, Malcolm X wanted to be a lawyer. Malcolm wanted to be a lawyer, and Huey P. Newton was doing all he could to be a lawyer. Shut up, fool. All Dr. Comrade Huey P. Newton was trying to do was get to law school so he could get his law license. Malcolm X wanted to be a lawyer, and his teacher turned him around. And in 1996 or 7, Dr. Khalid Muhammad told me in Atlanta, Georgia, he told me, quote, "The Honorable Silas Muhammad has offered to send me to law school, Attorney Shabazz. What do you think?" Do you hear what I'm telling you? He said to me that the Honorable Silas Muhammad is offering to send me to law school, because, you know, Honorable Silas Muhammad is an attorney. He said, "What do you think?" And I told him I thought it would be a good idea. It's just that he got caught up into so many political things, he never made that move. But I'm telling you that the law is valuable, and I'm telling you that I have given up many of the best legal years of my life trying to split my time, because I love this movement, love y'all, love the people so much that y'all want me politically. I give myself to you politically. But I damn sure got hurt legally, even if God still blessed me to succeed. I still have been cut short. But I sacrifice for you, even though you don't even give me a goddamn thank you card. I mean, you're some rough motherfucker sometimes. But anyway, I don't come here in a spirit of bitterness. I'm going to kick some ass on this phone tonight for sure. But I'm not bitter. I forgive you for everything that you didn't do. And I pray that you do better in the future. But I saw what he went through. I know what I went through. And all I'm telling you right now is feel me, understand me. Give me some room to maneuver, some room to grow. Trust what I'm saying, and everything will be all right, not only in the Panther Party, but in the Black Power movement. And your latter days will be better than your former days, and you will be headed for a great and glorious future. Just listen to these lessons that we get into tonight. I got about 30 more minutes. We're going to take this on off the internet, onto the phone line. I know you're on the line, old Abraham Foxman. Take notes, you fat, unkosher swine. Let's go right here. Because it's certainly not because of you, Mr. Fox, or you, Mr. FBI, or you, Mr. TSA. None of you are the reasons why I am making my transition upwards. You are not the reason, because I have stood you down and have watched you lie on me and have been unflinching in the face of outright persecution all the way down to the goddamn marshals surrounding me in my goddamn backyard, locked and loaded, and frisking me with an army of hairy, AIDS, syphilis, gonorrhea, hand peckerwoods on me, and sometimes even my daughter, harassing the hell out of me in America and violating my constitutional rights. You have not broken me, because I know you're going to continue on anyway. And you'll make your own deathbed. But that is nothing to do with it. I'm used to being persecuted by the white man. I'm used to niggas too. I'm just telling you right now, sisters and brothers, it's time for transition, transformation. It's time to evolve. It's time to evolve. The Holy Quran say every nation have a term. And when his turn comes, they cannot remain behind in the least while, nor can they exceed it. When your turn comes, you can't go beyond it, nor can you go beneath it. You can't serve longer than you're supposed to serve, nor can you transition past the baton ahead of time. The time and what must be done. It's time, but it's God's time and my time, not the devil's time. It's just time, because what I'm going to show you here in the course of these next 30 minutes is a track record and a history and a contribution and a leadership that I've made to this organization that have been second to none, and it will probably take you at least 5 to 10 years to adhere to what I gave you in the last 12. You know, it's a term, the Quran says. When its term comes, you ever heard of term limits? Term limits. Barack Obama, no matter how popular he is, he cannot run for a third term, 8 years and up. No matter how popular old Rusty, Crusty, Ronald Wilson Reagan was, no matter how popular the devil was, he couldn't run for more than 2 terms. Every nation has a term. Every administration has a term. You got a term, a time to do your job. You don't get it forever. Do you see what I'm telling you? You don't get the term forever. That's why you have to be mindful in your duty and be observant of the time. Muhammad wasn't in Arabia forever. He was in Arabia for a certain amount of years, and his time was up. Jesus was not amongst the people forever. He was amongst them for a certain amount of years, and his time was up. Moses served for a certain amount of time. His time was up. Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad served for a certain amount of time. His time was up. Honorable Khalid Abdul Muhammad served for a time. His time is up. Time is not limited. Time equals motion times distance. It's what you do and how far you go within that time to make use of the time. What time is it? Better pay attention to the time. Don't have time to waste time. Now, the sacrifices made, the crucifixion, the brickbats that have been thrown at me by the enemy, by sometimes Bobby Seale or David Hilliard or Anti-Defamation League or other people with rocks in their jaws, and other kind of tricksters and clowns and buffoons. I survived all of that under my administration. All of you splinter groups that came up under my administration, you went up and you fall down like dominoes. All of you who didn't give me a chance when I was a young man, 32 or 33 years old, giving up it all, giving up my law practice, out here to fight for you and move around this country, moving into Cincinnati, moving on the ground in the rebellions or the riots in Cincinnati, moving on the ground against Bill Clinton in Harlem and putting the heat on that hook-nosed honky in Harlem, speaking truth to power to the world 40 days after 9-11. 40 days after 9-11, I went before the world and said that the number one and two terrorists right now, the number one and two terrorists on the face of the planet Earth are the United States of America and Israel. On your behalf, risking my life, risking being locked down as on terrorism charges, still to this day on the FBI terrorist watch list. But we do it all because we love the black man and black woman. We ask for no real round of applause, but let's set the record straight. I have done some of the boldest actions and the boldest actions of any man in my time frame and next to my teacher, and have been on these damn front lines in every way conceivable and imaginable. I went to jail. I had a big fight with the Park Police in 2001, a throwdown with an army of Park Police in the park, wrestling in the goddamn grass, knocking down tents. Big old awesome disturbance, suited and booted. Goddamn wild as hell, moving on the front line for this organization. Attack from the New Black Panther Party did not dissuade me. Claims and lawsuits and constant bickering from certain members in the quarter of the Black Panther Party, you did not dissuade me, because I know in my heart that I did the best I could to represent the Panther. I studied original Panther teaching, studied the doctrine, made many concessions, some say too many concessions. And so the feather, the ostrich feather, as we study the teachings of Kemet and how it weighs on my heart in terms of whether I did right by the original Panther Party and their legacy, knowing that I know the root of it is with Stokely Carmichael and Kwame and them in Mississippi, knowing all the facts, all evidence taken into consideration, I can say ethically and morally, weighing my heart with the ostrich feather, that I did right by the Black Panther Party for self-defense. I promoted healing in my administration with the original Black Panther Party. I introduced to you and gave you the newspaper. You had no newspaper. And then the new Black Panther Party, you didn't have a paper till I founded the paper. And to my spokesman, Minister Sean Kwalee, and us sweated to give you the paper. And it was some of the coldest and boldest issues ever to set the ground in the hills of America. The Ballot of the Bullet and then some. Them papers was the best damn papers out when they came out. And the only reason they didn't come out all the time is because some of you ran from the paper. Ran from your own paper, but you put that down on my report card. I founded that paper. I paid for that paper, and I gave you that paper like giving a baby candy. Gave it to you for free. And if you ever do something right, you get that newspaper right. That go down on my report card, the founding of the new Black Panther Party paper and the first paper since. The Black Panther Party paper. I brought you closer. The paper, right. Keep that on top of this list. Maneuvers.
I brought you close to the nation of Islam. I healed the wounds. I stopped the war in the streets where at the time of the split between the Honorable Khalid Muhammad and the Honorable Louis Farrakhan, you know as well as I know that Black Panthers and Nation of Islam was about to start fighting and killing each other in the streets over words that was exchanged from the rostrum. With my heart and my teaching and my DNA, all the while going through this, I got my black angel, Minister Hashim Nzinga, with me. He's like my brother. But I brought us close to the nation. I made a deal, a divine deal, to end the beef between the Panther Party and the nation on principles of mutual respect, and took Dr. Khalid's name everywhere back into the nation, and they respect and honor his name today inside the nation because of my father, Louis Farrakhan, and who is his father also, couldn't work it out in their day, but worked it out with his son. And don't disturb that legacy while I'm gone. Don't disturb the unity between the new Black Panther Party and the Nation of Islam, because it's a hard-fought unity and it's a valuable unity. I spread this organization in my chairmanship to over 50 cities, spread it all over the world, spread it all into Africa and everywhere. Anything that didn't happen here, damn it, it wasn't because of me. It wasn't because I didn't lead you there, take you there, put you right there. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Hurricane Katrina, I came down there and fired up my comrades in the South. And we got them buses by God's grace and went into New Orleans with the tide still high and the National Guard blocking you out and the bodies still laying in the street. And we took buses in Panther style and rescued our brothers and sisters out of the ground, trapped in distress. Several buses brought out of Hurricane Katrina by the new Black Panther Party. On my watch, on my maneuver, and some of you who went with me, who were very successful on that mission, you could have been very successful on many others. How can you? I just pray, I would pray for you, but you're past praying for. Seeing is believing. Seeing is believing. That Katrina represents, and our rescue in Katrina represents the divine, awesome potential in the new Black Panther Party that can do things that only the party can do. I've showed you some of these signs. You must not just take the sign, but you must follow to the end of the road. So now, I took this message to the mall before hundreds of thousands and took this message and taught all over America and to the National Mall and taught and appeared in more than 50 cities representing this message and this mission and this message. I took us into Duke University where we took them devils at Duke University to the 11th hour and closed down the campus and put them on shock in defense of the black woman. And so all of you, Michelle Malkin and O'Reilly and all of them of you who say that we backed up a rape victim who was falsely claiming rape, let me tell you this, Cracker. You've been raping black women for over 500 years. You have been abusing black women for over 500 years. So damn it, we'll charge you with anything. Because you haven't paid for the millions of sexual assaults that you already committed. You do not have clean hands. And we do not apologize for making them Duke devils' lives miserable. Black Power, Sean Bell. We put the streets of New York on tilt, on lock. I showed you signs of what you could do.
signs of what you can do if you would only follow. Streets on lock. Katherine Johnson in Atlanta. Grandma shot 104 times. Streets on lock. West Virginia in 2007. West Virginia on lock. Cracker on his back. Hate crimes lodged and convicted against defendants for the first time anywhere in America. A white person was actually convicted of a hate crime in West Virginia, and it was due to the leadership of your servant, your brother, your chairman, Malik Zulu Shabazz. The largest march ever in the history of West Virginia. Oh, some miles have been covered here. Some earth have been covered up in here. All praise is due to Allah for everything I'm saying. Praise be to a mighty God, a mighty Lord, a mighty Savior, a mighty Christ. Because many times only God could get a man through this when he didn't have to necessarily do this. I faced O'Reilly, faced Sean Hannity, faced old Michelle Malkin. You say I called her a political prostitute? God damn it, she is a political prostitute. She's a hoe. She's a political hoe on the corner for white supremacy. Where the hell do you think Attorney Malik Shabazz is going to change direction? A leopard can't change his spots. And nor can God change his teaching. But you got to give me a chance to go to war against the Masons of this world. A chance to mount up and go to war against the Shriners of this world. A chance to line up to go to war against these Illuminati devils in high places. Some of you outside demonstrating and hollering at the white man, I'm inside, toe to toe on this cracker. With some documents that frighten his ass in the midnight hour and dig up in his chest. Let me calm down for a minute. You just don't understand what the term attorney at war means, what the term warrior lawyer means. Now, transition, transformation. Goddamn punk. Resign. No, you resign, bitch. Boris, sorry about that. But I'm going to call it like I see it. And pardon me if I offended you, but I cannot take it back. Nothing on this broadcast can I take back. Let me try to come to a conclusion here. I've been blessed to provide leadership through the voter intimidation scandal, through being sued by the Bush administration, and through all-out effort to bring me personally down, take my law license, convict me of civil rights charges, make the new Black Panther Party official violators of civil rights on record, which is setting us up for further destruction. And by God's grace, we turned what was appeared to be a negative into a positive. And by God's grace, we mastered the voter intimidation scandal, and it did not master us. Checkmate. Attacked by the Republican Party, attacked by the U.S. Justice Department, attacked by the top Republicans and crackers in the world. In the midst, right here in the midst of Babylon, devils doing all they can to serve me with depositions and subpoenas and everything, and sometimes nobody backing me up, nobody sending a goddamn dime, nobody defending me, and goddamn it, God is the greatest, because I have survived. I took you through the days of action and showed you what a national mobilization and coordination was, and pushed you and prodded you to get out there as a unit and an army and get out to bed and fight. And get up and fight. And though you resented it, I made your ass fight. In the days of action, till I wore you out. Then I went to Africa. And most of you sat there and looked while I went to Africa, and a few chosen ones, beloved ones, went. And I took this message, your championship, all into Africa, all into Sharpeville, all into Zimbabwe. And we are all over the world. I have represented you through life and death. And I'm a thankful man and a blessed man and a happy man in this hour. And I'm going back to Africa. And the righteous in the New Black Panther Party, we're going together. Ain't nothing changing. I'm going back to Africa. Stronger and better and broader and deeper. But in Africa, put that on my report card. And the Million You March, 15-year anniversary, I brought it all home to you September 7th. Against all odds, against all odds, treading the wine press, men getting locked up, bodies falling, thousands of dollars in bail money due. I take a licking and I keep on taking. All praise is due to Allah. In the name of a united front, I've taught you about a united front. I taught you unity. I taught you to get along with other organizations. I taught you to unite with Dr. Umar Johnson, Dr. Sultan Seti, the New Company, Brother Polite, the Nation of Islam, the rappers. I taught you the value of unity and prayed for you and gave you every example of how to act like you got some sense. And I want you to continue to act like you got some sense. We're not some little small cult. That's not the way of Dr. Collins and not the way of myself. I have lifted up the name of Dr. Collins in the hills of North America solidly since my leader has passed. I have lifted up his name. I have given his name meaning and value, and his work meaning and value, and I'll always keep up his name, and you are charged with the same. And any true follower, any person that comes after me, if you're not a true follower of Dr. Khalid Muhammad, then you're not favored on this call. And you're not blessed after this call. Now, my internal contributions, as I conclude, are the newspaper for the Panther Party, the commerce, which through the newspaper had the potential and did give many of you hundreds, it was really thousands, it was really a regular source of income. I've also provided the base for the shirts to sell and products to sell. I've certainly given you what you could have succeeded with economically. One day, by God's grace, you'll get the economic message. Get some money, raise some money, spend some money, contribute some money, pay some dues. I'm going to pray for you. But you can say that I showed you that about getting that money, whether you listened or not. I gave you a manual. I gave you a standard to operate by. I gave you as many pages as you ever would need. I taught you how to conduct a meeting, which you need to get back to. I taught you how to fight local issues, which you need to get back to. I taught you how to teach and what to teach and who to teach and how to teach it. You need to get back to it. I established a central committee here. There was no central committee here until I established it and made it function because I believe in collective leadership. You cannot say, as you lie on me, that I'm a dictator. I established a committee. Now, if you run, that's on you. But I established a central committee here under my leadership, Black Power Radio, one of the most successful radio in the world, was established here. The website was established here. And though due to no fault of my own, it is erratic, the website has proved to be one of our best weapons when in operation. I have given the New Black Panther Party respectability and credibility in circles that it never had before. I have represented you with strength, dignity, and honor. I am not the same as my father. I am different than Dr. Khalid Muhammad, yet similar. But as Pastor Jeremiah Wright say, differences does not mean deficient. I am different. And differences do not mean deficient. And the ones who will come after me may be different, but it does not mean they're deficient. We're taught to fight on every front. We're taught to fight on every front. Now, my message, I'm trying to finish as fast as I can. But my message is not, first of all, you got to understand, give me a moment to show you the value of Attorney Shabazz, the black lawyer for justice. It's the parents like Trayvon's parents. They my clients. It's the parents like Sean Bell's parents. These are my clients. It's the parents of the suffering, the parents of the victims that are my clients that need the representation of a passionate, on top of it, cold-blooded attorney. Give me a moment to make my move in the hills of North America, and I will take you places you have never been before and show you things you have never seen. I want to walk in the footsteps of Johnny Cochran. I want to walk in the footsteps of Charles Hamilton Houston. I want to walk in the footsteps of the great lawyers in the hells of North America, Chokwe Lumumba and others. You've got to give me that chance. It's burning in me. You got to give me that chance, and you got to grow up, and you got to man up. Because I've shown you every angle of demonstration, mobilization, training, pantherism. I've given you everything political that a man can give you. This conference will go on longer. If you're on the internet, you should call 646-478-4447. 646-478-4447, because that is where you can continue to hear this call up until 10:30. It will go off at 10. My people need me to be who I was trained to be. A double-minded man is weak in all his ways. A jack of all trades is a master of none. I've given you the best years of my life doing the political work. Give me a chance to lead from the legal perspective. You won't lose my voice. You won't lose my guidance. You won't lose my love. You won't lose me at all, at all. Hell, I'm headed to down there to see the Frederick family of Kendrick Johnson and to be with my brother, Mikhail Muhammad, and the others in the Southeast region in just a few days. I headed down to Tuskegee, Alabama, to teach at the National Student Conference, Building a New World with the Nation of Islam, in a few days. I head to be with Minister Louis Farrakhan in a few days. I'm down in Florida in a few days. I'm back in New York following up on the Million Youth March in a few days. I'm right here in D.C. in November, dealing with the crisis here in a few days. I am on my post. I'm on my job. You just get on your job. I'm on my job. You just get on your job. Now, I'm going to name some successors, and I'm going to name some heirs. I thought about having an election. But as soon as I announced I would have an election and I announced that I would have a transition committee, that's when the hypocrites and the enemies went to work to sabotage and to disobey what I said. And you just openly defy me, just a few of you, but it's enough for me to cancel the elections and install martial law. How you like them apples? No elections, martial law. And I'm going to name my successors and the successors that Khalid Muhammad would name. And these are the owners and the operators of this organization. Take it or leave it. Hello. Because I've earned the right to name my successors. And I've earned that right. and I've earned the right to name my heirs. And none of you, I just have to talk like this tonight. I don't want to talk like this, but I got to talk like this. None of you are wiser than me to make these choices, and no combination of you are wiser. If you was wiser, you would have been done this. Half the time while you befuddled and can't even function, I'm on my job. You go and come like a train or a subway car. God damn it. I'm naming the people that I know I can trust, that are capable or qualified, and most of all that I can trust with the people and with this organization. God gave it to Khalid Muhammad, and he gave it to me. I don't want to hear none of that crap about what was 20 damn years ago. If anybody keep talking about what they did yesterday, ain't doing a goddamn thing today. Hello? Am I still on?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, y'all listen carefully. I am going to name my successors. Moses was amongst the people for a minute, and then he named Aaron as his man and his mouthpiece. And eventually it was Joshua that took the youth to the promised land. And I'm ordering all of y'all to make way for the youth and make sure that this central committee helped turn this party over to the youth. Not these old ones, but the young people. Give them a fair chance. But there got to be a successor. And there got to be some successorship. And there got to be some successorship without the bullshit. There was fighting amongst the followers of the Prophet Muhammad over who was the righteous successor to Muhammad. And who were his righteous successors have become a major battle to this very day with Sunni and Shia and 73 other sects since then. In the days of the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey in the UNIA, there was, because of an absence of clarity, fights broke out in the UNIA, splits and divisions that the UNIA have never recovered from. In the Moorish Science Temple of America, because the Prophet Nobuju Ali was killed mysteriously, he laid out no successor, he had no will, he had no heirs, and therefore confusion that has split the Moors into 777 sects today exists because of an absence in clarity, in transition, in successorship, in when a man serves his term. Term limits are there for a reason. Nobody have made a successful transition yet. The Black Panther Party made no successful transition. They fought and killed each other because some wanted to split and form the BLA and others wanted to go another way. And it was a bunch of mess. They fought and killed each other and all of them were the losers. And that eventually killed the Black Panther Party and left a vacuum out of which the new Black Panther Party was birthed. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad never left real clear instructions, and therefore Wallace D. Muhammad was put in power. All of these circumstances give the FBI a chance to work. All of these circumstances give agents and hypocrites a chance to work. Lack of preparedness, lack of clarity about what will happen in the organization leads to agents, hypocrites, and FBI tricks. And so I'm going to make it real clear tonight who I'm leaving in charge here as I go up. Up where? I'll tell you up once I name these positions where I'll be. Bear with me. 646-478-4447. That's how you can continue to listen to this call. It all will be recorded, all 2.5 hours of it. Now, here we go. For the new chief of staff of the new Black Panther Party, the new chief of staff, and a man who is trustworthy beyond words. Hold on a second. Let me get something out here. I got to get something. Here we go. the new chief of staff of the new Black Panther Party, who's certainly qualified. He currently runs our administration. He's extremely trustworthy. You should listen to everything he says and go where he says to go and stay from where he says to stay from, because he certainly will lead you across the river on his shoulder, and he will not get you wet. And he is a man close to my thinking, and I've trained him personally, and he is a man of stability, credibility, wisdom, and he is the man, goddammit. The chief of staff of the new Black Panther Party is the Minister Sean Quale, the former national spokesman. He is the new chief of staff of the new Black Panther Party, and he's my appointee for that position now and into perpetuity. And he is the administrator of the Central Committee, and he is the organizer of the committee, and he handles the votes, the legislation, the schedules, the timetable, where the complaints go, advice go, all of that. The chief of staff of the new Black Panther Party, Minister Sean Quale. Next in line is the supreme captain of the new Black Panther Party, Hakeem Muhammad. Yes, I affirm him to continue on. He was here in 1994 with Khalid Muhammad. He was in Greenville in 96. He's as rooted in the Panther Party as anybody. He's like an oak tree on your ass. Hakeem Muhammad. Supreme captain, trustworthy, loyal, will carry this message out, and is damn sure trustworthy. He's my man, and he's like a father over the young ones. Yeah, I know some of you don't like it, but you can grit your teeth on that. Hakeem Muhammad, he got my vote and my trust for life. The National Field Marshal of the new Black Panther Party is none other than the same National Field Marshal. He is King Samir Shabazz. And I pray that King Samir Shabazz be successful in every way, and his leadership will be sorely needed. His soldiership will be sorely needed. So King Samir, man up. And this, if I leave you in charge of part of this organization, don't you jeopardize this organization. You be strong, you teach the truth, but you watch your mouth and think about the whole, not the individual. And the rest of you, you look out for him and make sure that he gets to where he got to go, because he'll go anywhere on the planet Earth to train and to fight for the Black man and woman in the new Black Panther Party. Field Marshal King Samir Shabazz. The Minister of Defense is the current Minister of Defense, Brother Derrick Brown, Brother D.K. Assalamu alaikum. He's there because, number one, he represents the southern region. I don't want to hear nobody say that the southern region don't have representatives. Your vote and your voice is through Brother D.K., and DK is an excellent defense man, and you got to help him get around to where he got to go and establish his Ministry of Defense, and he'll do well. And if he, long as he don't go on both sides of the fence, and know that these men I'm naming that he have been working with, they are his brothers, and they are the keys to his future, and it's one for all and all for one, then I'm confident that Brother G.K. will do well in the future and be able to get out here and make his way around, because in his heart, he's a good man, and he's a man that I have enjoyed and we have enjoyed working with, certainly. Now, I have here as the co-leaders of the Eastern region. The co-leaders of the Eastern region are Captain Bilal, who is also the defense minister of the Eastern region, and he's the co-leader of the region of the East. That's Captain Bilal, and that's Brother Sharif Amenhotep. That's right, Brother Sharif, you got to step up. And these are your brothers here in the organization in the region. East Regional Leader Sharif Amenhotep, Captain Bilal, co-captain in the Eastern region. The National Minister of Culture is Minister Zaid Muhammad. He's the most knowledgeable, he knows and has the most intellectual skills equal to anybody. You just got to be national, Brother Zaid. You have to step up and lead. You cannot play the shadows. Your leadership is needed in this hour. You can do it. I know you can do it. Now you've got to do it. The Mid-Atlantic representative of the New Black Panther Party is Brother Herul Kehuti. He served long. He's in Philadelphia in the Mid-Atlantic. The voices of the Mid-Atlantic will be counted through his vote on the Central Committee. The National Minister of Justice, who's also out of the Mid-Atlantic, will remain Imam Akbar Bilal. Akbar Bilal is loyal, and he will be a loyal and a mature and a steady and a guiding hand, Akbar Bilal. The Southeast Regional Leader of the New Black Panther Party is Brother Mikhail Muhammad from Jacksonville. There's no other man I would trust to lead other than Mikhail in the Southeast region. Mikhail Muhammad and the Minister of Defense in that region, Brother Bati, who is long-standing and solid as a rock, and I know that he would not betray me because he respects me. Brother Bobby. And Mikhail is my lead man in the region, and I'll see you in a few days. The National Minister of Economics of the New Black Panther Party is Brother Michael Taylor. Brother Michael Taylor, the L.A. chairman and founder of Pantherware. Good luck, Mike. May God bless you. And the West Regional Representative, another vote out of the West Region, is Brother Ali, or Brother Vernon, who is a mature man, a steady man, and certainly the man that I personally trust over the West Region. In the South, well, you got the South. You got Hakeem Muhammad and DK, and I'm not endorsing nobody else. And I say, other than that, watch the South and pay no attention to hypocrites coming out of the South. They're the same enemies of Colin Muhammad. And so, anybody else has added, the central region is represented by Amira Sankofa, a black woman named Amira Sankofa. The national spokesman position remains open. It remains open. I considered appointing Sister Nadia Shakur as the new national spokeswoman. Certainly she's qualified, but she's had a few health challenges, and I have not discussed that with her. So I will make that recommendation and leave the national spokesman post open and pass that to the next administration. All of those who are in Africa, remain on your post, and we'll see you in June 2014. I myself, who going to be the chairman? The chairman is going to be my right-hand man. The chairman is going to be a family man. The chairman is going to be a man you're going to hear from in a few minutes. The chairman is going to be a man that is from the very bloodline of Khalid Muhammad. The chairman is a man from the South, too. Damn it, he's from Dallas, Texas. The chairman is a gun-toting man, a self-defense man. The chairman is a spiritual man. The chairman is a man that I will appoint in my absence to sit in my seat as a man that is close to my heart, close to me like a brother, a man that I will enjoy guiding, that I will enjoy partnering with. The man I'm about to bring you on is not a perfect man, but you ain't perfect either to any of you his critics. Let he who without sin cast the first stone. So shut up and hear and support our new chairman in the new Black Panther Party. My term has come to an end. I've served 3 terms. I'm not a despot. We need a change in leadership. I go to a higher place. I will be on as your legal counsel and your spiritual guide. I will come on to teach you from Black Power Radio. I will see you in the field. I will guide you as I'm guiding you now. But the next chairman of the new Black Panther Party, it will be Minister Hashim Nzinga. His name is Minister Hashim Nzinga. He's a family man. He's a man that raised daughters in the black woman. He's a man in all them battles, have been on the front line, have been in the trenches. His name is Minister Hashim Nzinga. He might be different, but damn sure he ain't deficient. So I'm asking all of y'all to wrap your arms around him and pray for him and lay hands on him and send him world wishes of support and everybody in the field back this Central Committee and back our chairman and back our unity in the hills of North America. I present to you the choice of Almighty God, the choice of the Black Power Movement, the choice of Minister Khalid Muhammad, the choice of me, myself. There are at least 3 of us backing him up. Almighty God, Minister Khalid Muhammad is backing him up, and I'm backing him up. And this Central Committee backing him up. Crush every goddamn hypocrite you find. I bring on Minister Hashim Nzinga, your new national chairman of the new Black Panther.
Black Power. Brother Sean, I'm up.
Black Power, you on?
Well, this is a moment that's in, written in history, and our ancestors are jumping with joy. I want to say to our chairman and general and attorney at war, I feel your pain and I feel your happiness. You've grown into a soldier that now, if you do nothing else, you can be mentioned with the Elijah Muhammad that you praise and honor. You can be mentioned with Shaka Zulu. You can be mentioned with Kwame Ture. You can be mentioned with Patrice Lumumba. You can be mentioned with the names of Steve Biko. You can be mentioned with the names of Stokely Carmichael, Kwame Ture, the Honorable Dr. Khalid Muhammad, who you served under all circumstances with loyalty and love, is proud of your chairmanship. Everyone knows the history of the original party. We're now, and the world has just heard from the longest standing chairman ever of any Panther organization to ever exist anywhere in the world. As he makes his transition to go back, to go up, to do some things that organizations like this have proven to many, many leaders. We got one of the few that, in his honesty and integrity, and his leadership, has not compromised our stand and has truly been a leader that demands respect and complete honesty, upright carriage of the people who listen to this call. I would say to you, Attorney Shabazz, as I watched our brother Herman Wallace make his spiritual transition the other day, I read one of his sayings, and his saying was, it takes a strong mind to overcome social stigma. And the only those who can are considered revolutionaries. You have a strong mind, my brother. And Brother Robert Sobukwe of Africa said, true leadership demands complete subjects of self, absolute honesty, integrity, and uprightness of character, courage, and peerlessness, and above all, the coming of love for one's people. You love our people, our brother. I, too, like Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, am a lover of Dr. Khalid Muhammad. I, too, like Attorney Shabazz and his now historical statement, as I walked with Dr. Khalid Muhammad in 93 and 94 and 95, I looked at this new Black Panther Party, different, didn't join it right away. But I wrote a statement because this is a critical time for our unborn babies, and it's a critical time that our enemy analyze us and see where have we gone, where have the seeds fallen, have they fell on hard soil, have they fell where the birds eat the seeds, or have they fell where the weeds would dry them up, or have they fell on good soil? That question will be answered. But my statement to the new Black Panther Party, who I love, to the Black Nation, who I love, to the Black woman and Black child who I honor and love, to the Black king and soldier who need to stand up and always stand up, who I love. These circumstances are proven of our growth in the new Black Panther Party. We have built relationships that have lasted for many, many years all over the country and world. We, under the leadership of the new Black Panther Party Chairman Malik Zulu Shabazz, has gathered many colleagues and comrades that have managed to change conditions of our people all over the world with professional and experts and disciplined soldiers. As I think back to the times when I worked with my brother Aaron Michaels and I introduced him to the Honorable Dr. Khalid Muhammad in 1994, that was almost 10 years ago. I worked with Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad as his national chief of staff and his national assistant for 7 years. And in his making his spiritual transition in 2001, and our brother and attorney, warrior, lawyer, attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz taking over the post of the national chairman, I became his national chief of staff for now going on a 12-year period. I've been at the root of many efforts to help this organization move forward. We have worked many years, many days, many weeks, and many hours to establish appearance for this organization called the New Black Panther Party, to be looked at as one of the African people's greatest movements. We've been the pioneers of setting patterns that make our members, supporters better off with us than they were before us. This group is a party that defends the weak people that are clearly one of the world's strongest people ever. The improvement that this organization needs with the emerging national problems in the Black America and the Black world would take compromise of a strong woman, of a strong man. We're going to be, if we're going to be the liberator of our people, a new attitude has to emerge and a new mindset has to emerge. We have great possibilities to be the liberators that we say we are, the liberating force that Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, Dr. Khalid Muhammad has made us stand up and be. I am a spiritual man, and I depend on my God and the experience and the influence of a great great leaders, males and females, that I've been at their feet, and they have influenced me greatly. I devote to our national team of laborers who are ready to move forward, not backwards. We will work against all oppositions. We are going to be devoted to the black nation, black pride, black defense, black power, to do for self. We will not compromise. We will have no fear and no punks. Repeat, punks will stand in our way. We will shock the world with the way we will keep building together a new foundation for our children and their children and their children's children. God called upon us at this hour to not be selfish. I understand clearly the Bible say, when you become a leader, you become a servant and a slave of the people. I have been that. We will work to improve our big brother's work that he has laid out for us. We will value the great ones that came before us and some that will come after us. Against all odds, changing of guard is an inspiration, and it's encouraging to look ahead as a faithful pioneer of struggle to give a young generation a house and a nation to call their own. This is a great hour because Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz wasn't given this opportunity that the Honorable Minister Khaled Muhammad would pass the torch to him and work with him, next to him, and to uphold him when times will get like they get. But I'm proud to be affiliated with such a great group of freedom fighters that I've worked with over these last 20 years, some of the most faithful warriors that God has sent to black people anywhere in the hells of America. This new wave comes with the wind of Marcus Garvey, the water and the winds of Frederick Douglass, who said, without struggle, there would be no progress. Our ancestors would be in those winds, and the power of our ancestors will stop the depression that our people are deep into, will stop the economic despair, the police states, the 2013 slavery in communities of black America. This government must be stopped in its tracks of the actions that he is performing all over the world against the black nation. Our people must stand right now as the white Tea Party stands at war. We must stand right now with our armed shields of righteousness to challenge this beast and not move a step backwards. And over the next 30 days, 40 days, I will be meeting many NBPP members that are in good standing, one-on-one, not on these phones, not on the radio, but face-to-face, individuals that have been in this movement and have joined this movement. We will have to stop the painful existence of COINTELPRO. There will be no post-war or sudden great despair or breakdown of the new Black Panther Party rank. We will effectively cut off all who pursue death of this organization, and life will the new Black Panther Party enjoy abundantly. And for those who want to set back the new Black Panther Party, they won't find a place to rest, and their evil outlook will die a painful death. So I end by saying and promising the members of the new Black Panther Party, this mighty, mighty organization, the individuals who have good ideals, hold on. You'll be able to introduce your ideals to the new Black Panther Party's future. Your cooperation is needed in this hour of transition. We will not let your ideals of gold be hid. We will mine them out of you. We are not in training. We are a pioneer of the struggle for our people. Backwards never, forward as the revolutionary vanguard of our people. Attorney and General Malik Zulu Shabazz, your distance now is closer. and we won't compromise the legacy of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Muhammad under any circumstances, freedom or death. And to those who have the expensive devices and who monitor us, I say to you, Allah can't live forever. And Dr. King said, only when it's dark enough can you see the stars, and the stars are shining bright. And the future of the new Black Panther Party is bright. And I'm looking forward to working with the distinguished and honorable
Black Power, we still on. The National Chairman's phone just dropped off. But the number to call for those that are on the line, if you have a question, if we have time to take your questions, we will take your questions while we're on the air.
You can call back in, right?
You have to call him on three, it looks like, because we're off of the air.
Hold on, let me just. He needs to be able to finish his statement.
Yes, sir.
But here I go. Hold on a second.
But for those of you that have questions, if time permits, we will take your questions. And I know there's many out there in the radio listening audience. So we'll let the Brother Chairman finish his statement. And if time permits, we will take your questions.
Okay, we're back here, brother.
Yes, sir.
Hashim?
Yes, sir.
Brother Chairman. Yes, sir. We're back on.
Yeah, I'm standing by to hear from
go ahead and make
your Black
Panther. Go ahead and finish what you were saying so we can take some questions or comments.
I don't know where I fell off, but I would say this, and this only, that Dr. Khalid Muhammad said that he was sent here to give the white man hell from the cradle to the grave, and after watching what they're doing to the Black nation in 2013, any man or any woman who breathes on this earth would look at us like the chumps of the world, the kings and queens of Africa, if we wasn't fighting this enemy with every legal and every political and every spiritual weapon we have. We're ready for you to continue the program, Brother Chief of Staff.
Yes, sir. And with that said, we'll go right forward. We'll go right to the first caller here. Your questions will be for either our spiritual guide and attorney, Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, attorney at war, or national chairman, Mr. Hashim Nzinga. Let's go right to 504-432-504-432. You're on live with us in Black Power Radio. Please present your first question.
Black Power, Brother Sean, national chairman. Black Power to the spiritual guide, Malik. Black Power to the chairman, Hashim Nzinga.
Black Power.
Now, I want to make two quick questions right quick. Well, the first one, I want to tell you about Herman Wallace. He led the, he started up the Black Panther Party in Angola's penitentiary, 1971, after he spent, 41 years in prison. They let him out, and 3 days after, they let him die. But in the upcoming newspaper, whenever y'all come out with one, have a tribute to Herman Wallace and the Angola Three. And my question to the spiritual guide, Malik Zulu Shabazz, have you ever thought about doing some work with Dr. Claude Anderson?
Yes, my dear brother. You know, it's Brother Michael Taylor, the National Minister of Economics in the Panther Party, who is close to Dr. Claude Anderson. And we have ties with Dr. Claude Anderson. And so, yes, my brother, I would love to. Whatever work that the Panther Party does, I'm sure, especially with Brother Michael and Minister Hashim, I'm quite sure that I see some work going on with Dr. Claude Anderson in specific. And my prediction is that the economic situation of the party and the economic initiatives and connections that it makes, my prediction is that it will get much stronger. One advantage that you have in with the new chairman is that he knows some of everybody. I mean, he really knows a lot of people, and that's a divine quality that God has given him. And so he has a lot of connections. He doesn't necessarily have everything I have, but he has some things I don't have. And so if you will, what I'm advising in this hour is that these things that are to come about, you have a very capable chief of staff and administrator that's able to take ideas and put them into practice. And I have a strong feeling that this administration is very open to new ideas, new members. And so all of that, my dear brother, yes, should take place in the future. I encourage you to stay in the process, and if you work with this central committee and you work with the National Minister of Economics, you can see your vision come to pass, sir.
All right, brother. Black power, black power.
Black power, black man. Come on, black man. Work with this administration of the new Black Panther Party.
All right, brother.
Thank you, caller. Next call, area code.
Minister Sean, let me say something else before I get too far along.
Yes, sir.
Some of those that I did not name, but if you are sincere about really working for the betterment of black people and this organization, and you really love this organization, and some of you may have been in and out of the Panther Party at some new Black Panther Party at some point in time. You know, in every organization, people go in and out. They're out for one reason. Sometimes they want to come back. Sometimes they're doing whatever. I have the utmost confidence in this chief of staff and this chairman and this administration that if you present your ideas in a reasonable and coherent fashion, that if you give these men respect instead of attacking them, and you sit with these men, that they will absolutely 100% accept help because they need help. And so still there are others that if you really want to help guide this organization in the future, that my advice to this administration is that they be very open and that they be accepting to constructive working relationships, new ideas, and all of that. But they do not have to entertain foolishness. Go right ahead.
Thank you, sir. Next caller here, area code is 845-706-845-706. You're on live on Open Air with Black Power Radio. Please state your question. Welcome to the broadcast.
Yeah, Black Power. Brother, Israel Shabazz. Brother, this is
Black
one
Power.
Attorney Malik Shabazz. Brother Shabazz.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Oh, yes. How you doing, brothers? I think you made the right choices, and I'm looking forward to meeting with working with you with the Black Lawyers for Justice and the new chairman of the team. Thank you, brothers.
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
I think you're an excellent choice, along with your chief of staff. Brother, we're building time, so let's get busy, man, and start building. Black power.
And I appreciate that. I appreciate your support, you know. And let me make 2 points, and then I'm going to let Chairman Hashim comment. And nothing more than Brother Bobby Seale, and I mean this in the positive sense, there's nothing more than Chairman Bobby Seale have that's different than Minister Hashim and Zink. You see what I mean? Let's not get off into looking in the past and glorifying people in the past and not look at people that are very capable right here in your midst. Minister Hashim Nzinga is 51 years old. He's a father of many. He's a family man. He don't have a lot of degrees. But he can be just as effective as Chairman Bobby was in the positive sense when Bobby was at his heyday. Let me say this on the law, black man. The law and the Panther Party go hand in hand. The law and the law that was studied by Honorable Dr. Comrade Huey P. Newton and how he walked the streets of Oakland with a law book, later tried to be a lawyer, wanted the Panthers to become experts in law, wanted to really push legal education in the community. But what this means is, sir, Shabazz, as the president of Black Lawyers for Justice, I'm still on?
Yes.
Yes, sir, you're still on.
Hashim, man, got knocked off. You may have to get him. I think you got a three-way him. You go get him, Brother Sean. Let me keep talking.
Yes, sir, I'll call him back.
Okay, so what I'm saying, dear brother, is that my vision for the future in the legal arena in terms of the relationship between Black Lawyers for Justice and the new Black Panther Party is as follows. There are two different kind of relations. Number one, now that I have the time to exclusively focus on my legal projects, I would like to produce pamphlets and information that can be used by the chapters and membership in the new Black Panther Party that they can teach at their meetings, learn themselves, put in practice amongst themselves, and also distribute in the community so that the people will know their legal rights. So in the tradition of Dr. Huey P. Newton, the original Panther Party, and it's very simple to do, is to take our door knockers, our door hangers, and our information that I'll be giving you from Black Lawyers for Justice, and you use them in the Panther Party, and the people will appreciate the Panthers giving them legal education and knowledge in terms of their rights, in terms of dealing with the police and other rights. One of the criticisms of the new Black Panther Party is that they have not been able to establish on a regular basis consistent programs. And so one way that I'm going to help from my new position is to make sure that the leadership and the chapters have legal education and information so that we can together fight this war against police brutality. And hopefully in the near future, these projects will also include the new Black Panther Party and organizing community patrols. And that's, again, where I believe the Panther Party can really make a mark and, if you will, make a comeback in America, make its mark through legal education and through helping the people with their issues with the police. The second way I envision working with the Panther Party is the way I'm going to be working right with us this weekend in Georgia. We will be with the family of Kendrick Johnson, who was mysteriously murdered, his organs reportedly taken out of his body, stuffed with newspapers, all on the news. Well, Minister Mikhail Muhammad is on his job and on his post and others, and we will be together with the family of Kendrick Johnson and the families of other police murder victims this coming Monday and Tuesday in Georgia and Florida. So what am I saying? Nine times out of ten, I'm getting ready to close, but nine times out of ten, brother, it was the Panther Party trying to help a victim of a white racism or police killing. It was some lawyer on the outside or some family blocking the Panther out and telling the people that they didn't want the Panther around them. So a whole lot of times we was fighting for victims and fighting the family at the same time. And I'm getting ready to tell you that that day is about to end. And that as lawyers and activists, we are getting ready to take a higher place in America and lock this thing down. So the Panthers who got sense and got their act together, I expect to see you out here on the battlefield against police brutality and us making major waves in the very near future. Minister Hashim?
I would say this, Attorney Shabazz. Our relationship with Africa, because you and the courageous Panthers who made that trip. I was with the president of Ghana a couple of weeks ago, and so his ambassador heard about the trip, and he was upset that y'all didn't choose to come to Ghana first instead of South Africa. As you know, I was with the National Conference of Black Mayors with over 600 and some black mayors and over probably 40 heads of states from other countries. Many, many of these countries that I put you on the phone with, Bermuda, Jamaica, and others, are looking for us to do more abroad. And abroad means there's economic values to that. We'll talk about that, like I said, off the phone. But in building new relationships and going forward with the ones that you have sustained, Chairman, I would say this. We will have to, in the new Black Panther Party, understand that the people in this party and organization that didn't make it to New York to Harlem to celebrate Dr. Khaled Muhammad's 15th year anniversary of the Million Youth March and to celebrate the movement of the Million Youth March failed their mission to our youth. Because on that website, what you will see, and we'll talk about it starting in the morning, the new Black Panther website coming back up, the new Million Youth March website being updated, and, of course, Attorney Shabazz has many, many websites that we'll be going to and partnering with, just like we always have with Black Lawyers for Justice and others. But to see the young people that you gathered through your leadership, sir, and brought to that stage in Harlem and gave them a microphone, a voice, it reminded me so much of when I was their age. The fire comes from the young. I watched Whoopi Goldberg in the South African movie Serafina last night, and I made my daughters watch it. Young people set this world on fire, and the new Black Panther Party will not fail rebuilding Cubs and giving Cubs a nation of their own and a house to call their own. It will be one of our priorities to bring in young people with fresh ideas and fiery minds and that don't have the baggage that a lot of us have, and give them an avenue to use their new ideas. And I'm talking about from the PhD young folk to the young people that's on that website that's 4, 6, 7, 9 years old and are doing and having an impact on their communities and doing speeches and lectures like we used to do, Attorney Shabazz.
Yes, sir. And let me ask a quick question. Brother Sean, how many minutes do we have left?
Right now, sir, you're looking at about 11 minutes, really 10 minutes
about
left, maybe max.
Well, we better make wise use of time. What questions do you have, sir?
Yes, sir. I'll ask you, sir, what is it for you now with Black Lawyers for Justice and everything that you laid out, sir? What is it now that you'll do? What are your goals within the next, I say, 90 days for yourself? And what is it that you would like the Black Nation to continue to do to help you or to do?
That's a very good question. I appreciate the question. 90 days is roughly from now to the end of the year. I can say that I will only be moving out as necessary. I'm going to see the family of Kendrick Johnson because it's necessary. I'm going back to New York because it's just necessary, because I have to follow up on the Million Youth March. But now that I have time, some time, better time on my hands, I've been able to complete things I've been promising. I've got my brochures ready, so when I get to New York, they'll be ready. When I get down here to Tuskegee, with the Nation of Islam, my brochures will be ready, and they'll be ready when I get to Georgia. So my legal education program is solid. What I'll also be doing is I'm on the lecture circuit. I'm on college campuses. And for all of those who are on the phone, you can just contact me, get my bio. I'm still teaching, and I'm not just teaching legal subjects. I'm teaching the teachers on these college campuses. And I will come to these campuses, and if you will help me arrange it, I will recruit students for you in the Panther Party all over where you invite me. I will use my influence absolutely to recruit. I have tons of numbers and contacts, all of that. I have ability to go up and announce and push the people to come into the Panther Party at any rate I desire. So one thing I'm going to do also is I'm going to continue to recruit for you all. I'm still going to make sure that you all have members. And we got all over the country, from the south to the southeast, the north to west. I got tons of numbers. I'm going to make sure that we have a credible transition and y'all get numbers and new bloods and new cities. Another thing I'm doing, brother, is just straight up studying. I will be getting quiet and getting deep into my trade and to the fine points of my practice and preparing for big cases. Right now I got a big, huge case against the Montgomery County Police Department with my partner and my mentor, Attorney Greg Latimer. And we got a huge lawsuit that is nearing trial against Montgomery County Police who choked the life out of Kareem Ali in 2010. And other police killing cases right here in Washington, D.C., Clemens Swepson, who the police shot a few months ago, shot him on his bike, claimed he had a gun. We ain't seen no evidence of it yet. And so I got cases that I have to work right now and get justice for my clients. I have more cases that I need to get. I need to deal with the fact that white lawyers are preying on the black community and taking all of our business. I need to educate black people again on their legal rights. Also, brother, I'm going to be challenging myself, Brother Sean. When I'm with Black Lawyers for Justice, I ain't got, for lack of a better word, well, let me just put it to you like this. In Black Lawyers for Justice, it's a different set. I'm challenged. In Black Lawyers for Justice, it's a new challenge for me. I got attorneys and lawyer, Attorney Greg Latimer, who helps us in our civil litigation division. He's one of the top civil lawyers in the country. Some of these lawyers that I'm working with in Black Lawyers for Justice, we're in about 10 states. It's a referral network of lawyers that fight for our people in the human and civil rights arena and other kind of cases. But these people require me to have my game up to speed. This is real competition. I can't just walk in here and dominate these men any more than I can walk in and dominate that courtroom. Brother, I'm looking forward to the challenge of the skill game amongst the top attorneys in the nation. So for the next few months, brother, I'm going to be beefing up my game, beefing up my skills, mastering the cases I got, and working on the other aspects that need to be done to make this a solid liberation legal organization. Also making sure through advice and training and counseling and referrals, making sure that the Panther Party goes smooth and well. And also, obviously, and that's it, I got to restrain myself from doing anything else. I will be in communication with the leadership of this administration about us and getting about 10 different organizations that will go to Africa for our international convention, June 2014. Now, I'm definitely going to be working on that because I'm looking so forward, Brother Sean, of getting back to Africa, just like old times. Let me be quiet because I know time has run out. Brothers and sisters, that's all I'm going to say tonight. Anything else will be left to the national chairman, Mr. Hashim Nzinga, and the National Central Committee of the new Black Panther Party. You will receive your information and instructions. And for those that have questions, just contact Minister Sean Kwali. My advice to him and my instructions to him is to handle everybody's questions in a manner of justice, and that they hear everybody's issues or questions or needs for reform, and that they do it in a civilized and professional manner that respects due process. Even if they don't agree with you, I'm teaching them on the legalities of due process and having fair hearings so that we can have what we all need. We need unity in this hour and must have unity. And my prayer is for unity. And remember what I said in the beginning, patience. Patience and unity and do good. And the best good you can start doing is right outside your own door. Every city you in needs help. You don't need to be worrying about what's happening in Washington or Atlanta. Your community needs help right outside your door, New Black Panther Party. So get back to your meetings and raising up your army. And I'm soon sure that this administration will announce the date and location of the Panther National Summit. And when they do announce it, I'll be right there teaching and coming to lecture with you and making sure that you get on the right road. May Allah bless you. Love you all, Black Power.
You too, sir. Love you too, sir. Black Power, Brother Chairman, I'll turn it over to you, sir. Yield to you.
Yeah, we'll just say, you know, as the new leadership comes in, we're just going to demand the basic things of protocol. We are honest. We got integrity. And we spent all our life bringing black people together. We started with think tanks. And we bought Dr. John Henry Clark, Dr. Amos Wilson, Dr. James Small, Dr. Jeffries, so many together, and so many different people on different levels, from school teachers to nurses to just mothers who wanted to take better care of their bodies and their children to fathers who wanted to stand up. We've been doing this many, many years, and I'm looking forward to experiencing the discipline that it takes to show our enemy that he has a new force to reckon with, and the circumstances that we're under with our big brother and Black Lawyers for Justice, the dynamics will prove absolutely terrifying to our enemy and to our loved ones. We're looking forward to starting in the morning to getting the letter out and starting to get back to the basics to build the membership, to follow protocol, and to get with the leaders of this organization to start back getting in the community rallies and training the men and women around the country, back to the school board meetings, back to the city council meetings, back to the courtroom watches, back to building a security team, back to the radio, back to the website, back to the newspaper, newsletters. We are facing a different enemy now. Our enemy got drones. We used to have to wait on the National Guard to bring in tanks. Now the police station's got tanks. We have to go to this government ass and let them know we won't be sitting idly by while they attack our babies, jail our babies, attack our mothers, take our jobs. It's just so much, Brother Sean, that over the next, like Attorney Shabazz, over the next 30 or 60 days, getting with the membership and the leadership, that I believe is going to be an honor to work with. We're going to get it done. Black Power.
Black Power, sir. And thank you. And yes, sir. We will follow up on all instructions. And brothers and sisters listening, to join the New Black Panther Party, if you're not already a member and don't have your membership card and you're not involved, go to newblackpanther.com, and our email is nbpphq@yahoo.com. That's nbpphq@yahoo.com. And for those that are members and already members, let's hold the line and strengthen the line, because that time is now. And so that's it. We'll let you know for our next radio broadcast. Of course, we'll have our big brother and champion, Attorney Malik Zulu-Shabazz, back on. We'll have our national chairman back on, Mr. Hashim Nzinga. Of course, I'll be back on, and many others will be back on. Black Power is black and live. Black power to black people.
They say the revolution won't be televised. I guess that's why the world turn and pause and moan when Tupac and Malcolm die. All my bloods and thugs and Harlem Nights. Keep reading, keep writing, keep fighting for our queens. Fools, pawns, trading kings, lie for temporary cause and charms.